Filmmaker Wes Anderson is known for movies that are whimsical, artificial, jewel box-like, and to his fans, very funny. They are also pointed critiques, whether he is spoofing 1930s decadence in Grand Budapest Hotel or family dysfunction in The Royal Tenenbaums. Anderson's latest comedy is The Phoenician Scheme. Critic Bob Mondello says it is about a gazillionaire who becomes slightly conflicted about making one last financial killing.
We begin on a low-altitude flight. A 1950s robber baron in a pinstripe suit is reading a thick nonfiction book as an explosion takes out the back half of his private plane. Cut to a crash site where he lies amid smoldering wreckage as a newscaster fills in details.
At this moment, rescue workers are laboring to recover and identify the remains of Zsa Zsa Korda, international businessman, maverick in the fields of armaments and aviation, among the richest men in Europe.
Korda, looking annoyed, sits up in the wreckage.
This was Korda's sixth recorded airplane crash.
His sixth near assassination.
He is survived by 10 children, 9 boys, 1 nun, his daughter Liesl.
While not dead, this brush with death has him uncharacteristically thinking about those survivors. Usually, he's just thinking business.
Korda Land and Sea Phoenician Infrastructure Scheme. My most important project of my lifetime.
A project that will require cash infusions, for which he turns to loyal investors who are hell-bent on
disrupting, obstructing, impeding, crippling Korda's enterprise in any manner possible.
So he spends a lot of time in meetings with folks like money men Tom Hanks and Bryan Cranston.
Call it heads.
Who negotiate
heads
while playing basketball. Korda, played brusquely by Benicio del Toro, enjoys the art of the deal, but 6 assassination attempts have sobered even him. So he summons his daughter, a nun in training, who arrives in a habit.
I've appointed you sole heir to my estate.
And makes clear she's not in the habit.
Which you may come into sooner rather than later.
Of just going along.
Why?
Why what?
Why sooner rather than later, since you survived again? And why am I sole heir to your estate? You have 8 sons at last count.
9 sons.
9 sons. What about them?
They're not my heirs.
Why not?
I have my reasons.
Which are what?
My reasons? I'm not saying.
Liesl, played by Mia Threapleton, with a sort of comic deadpan her mother Kate Winslet has patented in other films, agrees to a trial period with this monstrous father of whom she disapproves. Figuring she's about to give up all her worldly possessions anyway, she agrees to learn how he scams allies, cheats rivals, and manipulates markets.
I'm doing a strategy. Listen carefully.
And filmmaker Wes Anderson brings the rest of us along with visuals that are precious, symmetrical, and exquisite, plus cameos by the likes of Scarlett Johansson as Korda's second cousin Hilda.
Who shot you?
Kara's from out of town. Help yourself to a hand grenade.
You're very kind.
And Michael Cera.
Could you imagine falling in love with a man like me, by the way, hypothetically?
You're drunk on 3 beers.
Who, when he's not wooing the film's nun in training, is discovering bombs on Korda's plane.
Is this supposed to be here? It was under the lunch trolley.
Oh, dear.
How much time does this have?
18 minutes.
Perfectly fine. We land in 10.
Korda is modeled on the 19th century industrialists, Rockefellers, Carnegies, Vanderbilts, who built oil, steel, and railroad monopolies through cutthroat business practices, but it's hard not to think of the unchecked and seemingly uncheckable power of contemporary billionaires when Korda explains why, say, he doesn't bother with having a passport.
Normal people want the basic human rights that accompany citizenship in any sovereign nation. I don't. My legal residence is a shack in Portugal. My official domicile is a hut on the Black Sea. I don't live anywhere. I'm not a citizen at all. I don't need my human rights.
That is decently chilling and makes the character's discovery that he actually has a heart feel like a clarion call to robber barons of every stripe. Now, if they could just be persuaded to see the Phoenician scheme. I'm Bob Mondello.